From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Afghan security officials say dozens of people have been killed or hurt in an enormous truck bombing in Kandahar. The attack occurred in a mixed-use neighborhood. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson says the bomb went off in front of a construction company, and the mixed-use neighborhood included small shops and homes.
What we're hearing from the head of the provincial council, that's President Hamid Karzai's brother, and his name is Ahmad Wali Karzai. What he's telling us is that 29 people are confirmed dead, 55 more are wounded, of which 20 are in very critical condition, which means that the death toll is likely to rise later today.
NPR Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson in Kabul, Afghanistan. Flames from the attack site are visible in other parts of Kandahar. Windows far away were blown out of their frames. In a separate report, the U.S. military says 4 U.S. troops were killed in a roadside bombing today in Afghanistan. 2009 has now become the deadliest year ever for U.S. troops serving there. At least 172 troops have been killed. President Obama is renominating the chairman of the Federal Reserve to a second 4-year term in office. Mr. Obama says Ben Bernanke has used bold action to stabilize the U.S. economy at a time of great risk.
We need Ben Bernanke to continue the work he's doing. And that's why I've said that we cannot go back to an economy based on over-leveraged banks, inflated profits, and maxed out credit cards.
Consumers were more hopeful about the U.S. economy this month. The private business research group, the Conference Board, says its confidence index was up several points. Economists track consumer confidence because consumer activity makes up well over 2/3 of U.S. economic activity. The consumer confidence index has been dramatically low during the recession, but has been creeping back in recent months. NASA will try again early Wednesday to launch Space Shuttle Discovery. Bad weather ruined the first attempt. From member station WMFE, Pat Duggins reports.
NASA weather forecasters say there's a good chance the conditions will cooperate for tomorrow's liftoff. Of course, today's attempt, which was scrubbed, carried an 80% probability of good weather. German astronaut Hans Schlegel is familiar with liftoff delays. His mission aboard the shuttle last year was postponed 2 months due to fuel sensor problems. Schlegel thinks it was tougher on members of the press than on the astronauts.
It's a bigger problem because you want to go home. You have the next project, you know, and for you it's a big deal. For us, we have nothing better to do for the next 2 months than fly this mission and come back and debrief it and start our new project later.
Discovery's astronauts will deliver equipment and supplies to the International Space Station. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 48 points at 9,557. The NASDAQ is up 7 points. It's at 2,025. This is NPR. The UN's top human rights official is welcoming the U.S. decision to appoint a prosecutor to investigate alleged abuse of terror suspects by the CIA. She is also praising the release of an Afghan prisoner, Mohammad Jawad, from Guantanamo Bay. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Navi Pillay is calling for a swift examination of the various allegations of abuse. If verified, she says those involved in violating U.S. and international law should be held accountable. Those found to have practiced torture or other unlawful treatment of detainees should not be pardoned. She says the use of secret places of detention must be curbed. Pillay also praises the decision to release Mohammad Jawad, an Afghan boy taken prisoner in 2002. She says Jawad and others held in detention for unacceptably long periods of time without proven charges should receive compensation. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
4 police officers were killed by a suicide bomber today in Chechnya. A 5th officer was wounded. Today's attack is the latest in a string of suicide bombings in or near the Caucasus region, including in Chechnya's neighbor, Ingushetia. Last week, a suicide bomber set off a device in a truck that killed at least 25 people outside a police station. Greek authorities say at least 150 homes outside Athens have burned in a wildfire that's blazed since late last week. Tens of thousands of people have evacuated. Thousands of acres of scrubby forest have burned. There are no reports of injuries. Authorities are trying to learn if the fire was deliberately set. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.